Hello, everyone. Welcome to the We Like Sports podcast, episode 2, a podcast about fantasy football. So I'm here today with myself, Christian Yagnazar, and my co-host, Daniel Cardenas.
Yep.
Say hello
to
our listeners, which are many of you. Today, we're not talking specifically about fantasy football, but we're kind of just doing a recap of NFL news last week and some predictions for next week. So let's dive right in, shall we? Let's talk about that Saints-Cowboys game. What a game, huh, Daniel?
Right? How about them Cowboys? Am I right?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
What do you mean, dude? What do you mean? What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I'm not going to lie. As a whodatter, it was a tough game. Cowboys really locked up the O. Easily one of the most powerful offense in the league, in my opinion. Shut down Kamara and Ingram. Shut down Drew Brees, which is almost impossible to do, it seems like, with the way he's been playing.
Close for business.
Well,
shut down.
I think...
completely demoralized.
Well, I think the Cowboys proved that they were a legitimate team.
Definitely. A contender, what do you say?
I'm not going to go there yet.
Okay.
Not a contender yet. They were playing at home. A lot of emotions at stake in that game. Trying to prove themselves. And again, their playoff lives are on the line. Because if they lost that game, they're in a huge... It's a difficult scenario. Much more difficult for them to make the playoffs. So they're playing for their lives. Saints are coming in with a 9-game... ten-game win streak, excuse me. And I could see the motivation and the emotion just wasn't there for New Orleans, in my opinion, like it was in past games.
Right.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, the Cowboys, they're in pursuit of that NFC's crown.
Yeah.
I believe that they're pulling away at a fantastic time. It's almost December. Now they're getting things going. Beating the Saints was an awesome win, especially for me personally as a Cowboys fan. I was very impressed by their defense, DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, he showed that he could hang in there with the big boys. The offense of New Orleans really surprised me. I thought they would target Michael Thomas more than from what I saw. Besides that, I knew the rushing on both sides, that attack was not going to be as effective. Both defensive lines are really strong. And, I believe Dallas is poised to make a good run.
Yeah, something I will say, however, is I am quite happy with New Orleans' defense in that we only limited to Ezekiel Elliott for, 73 yards? Is that
76, yeah.
76 yards? That's incredible. Ezekiel Elliott has run for, 100 yards every single game this season?
Yeah, I think overall he's the leading rusher.
Wow, that's... 1,000. And so I think the Saints, although they took the L, their defense proved they're improving. I do still think the top three teams in the NFL are the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Saints. Actually, with the recent news of Kareem Hunt, we will talk about that in a bit. So I do think the Saints and the Rams are in a league of their own. However, I do think the Saints' defense is proving itself to be the much better of the two, limiting probably one of the top offensive lines and definitely one of the top three running backs in the league to only 76 yards. Come on. That's ridiculous. I think it was the offense's fault. We lost that game. I don't think the Cowboys won that game. I think we lost that game.
I'd also like to add that I think the refs played a huge role in this game.
Absolutely.
In terms of interrupting whatever offensive rhythm the Saints had. At the same time, Dallas had a few calls that went in their favor, but at the same time, there was a missed face mask call, which I believe affected the scoring in the game.
It definitely shook things up.
For sure.
I don't know. Jalen Smith, in my opinion, should have been ejected for that targeting, either ejected or unsportsmanlike, or I don't know, man. That, like, you can't go around changing the rules and then not protect players like that. It was clearly led with the crown of his helmet, laid Kamara out. That's exactly what we're trying to stop in the league, and if we're not calling that, I don't know what we're calling. But yeah, let's move on. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the division races, some of the closer divisions right now, and potential changes based on news that we've recently gotten from our insider sources.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So first, let's get right into the AFC North.
The AFC North. That right there is a very close race between the Steelers and the Ravens. Steelers are up by, what, half a game? Game and a half?
Game, yeah. Well, a game, yeah.
And so, this week, the Steelers, they're playing a very tough opponent, right? They are playing the... Who are they playing? The Chargers.
They're playing...
The LA Chargers.
The Los Angeles Chargers, yep.
Mr. Phillip Rivers is Chargers.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the Chargers are actually one of the top teams in the NFL right now. They've proved it again. Had an awkward loss to the Broncos. I think that was more of a fluke than anything telling. And now the Chargers are back in the race for the AFC West with the Chiefs losing Kareem Hunt. Yeah, Chiefs, we'll get to them, but their season is in trouble. It's not in trouble. They're just going to have to make some... We'll see just how good of a coach Andy Reid is. but yeah, the Chargers are a fantastic team. Phillip Rivers, amazing quarterback, amazing season. He threw, what, 25 passes in a row? Unheard of from a quarterback.
What is your level of concern in terms of the Chargers running game? I know that Melvin Gordon is out. Do you believe that they'll be able to keep the Steelers off?
I think that Melvin Gordon's an MCL sprain, right?
Right.
Do we have any timeline on him coming back, or we're not sure yet?
Not sure.
Yeah, that's actually a huge loss. Because you see these great passing attacks with the Rams, the Chiefs, the Saints. All of them have one thing in common, and that's a great running game as well, and a great offensive line. And losing Melvin Gordon is a huge loss. Right. He's putting together an incredible season, especially for fantasy owners. Absolutely incredible. Huge loss for the Chargers, and I definitely see that taking a toll in their play. However, I do think Austin Ekeler is a great, great backup to Melvin Gordon. Great out of the backfield. Definitely provides a spark, and I'm excited to see him play, see what he's got. But I am a little bit concerned, to be honest, to see exactly what the effect that Melvin Gordon's going to have, because I do think that the Chargers are doing great, and I think a large majority of that goes to Melvin Gordon. What are your thoughts?
I agree that the Chargers are a formidable opponent. However, I do not think that they have shown to us, at least not yet, that they have really performed at a high enough level to compete with the big boys in the AFC. I don't think they have any significant or rather big wins in so far this season. So I do think the Steelers have higher likelihood of winning this game. I think that as long as they run the ball with Connor, as long as Big Ben does not turn the ball over like he did the previous week, I think they'll have this game under control. Sure. The only concern would really be the pass rush by the Chargers. Bosa is
Big Joey.
Fantastic player, so we'll have to see on that.
We will indeed.
I'm sure, though, I mean, the Steelers, at the end of the day, they have Brown, they have Juju, they have plenty of offensive weapons. They just have to, you know, limit the turnovers.
Got to put it together.
And just put up points.
So who do you see winning the AFC North?
The North, it's tough. I'd still go with the Steelers. I don't think the Ravens will keep up with,
See, I want to say the Steelers, but this is, let me just list off the Steelers' remaining five games. So, we got Steelers-Chargers tomorrow. tomorrow night, Sunday Night Football. Tough game.
Right.
And that is being playing at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Then they're going to the Raiders. That's an easy dub. See no problems there. Then we got Patriots. They're playing the Patriots. Patriots-Steelers. Again, though, at Heinz Field. So that's a huge advantage to Pittsburgh. Then we got Steelers-Saints. That's being played at the Dome. Tough game for the Steelers. And then they're closing it out with Bengals. I see them losing three of these last five games. Maybe even four. Maybe that Bengals game is a trap game, honestly. Bengals, like, nothing to play for. Could pull it all out on the field just so the Steelers mess up the Steelers' season.
On the other hand, we have the Ravens, who play at the Falcons, at the Chiefs, at home against the Bucks. You still never know about those Bucks. Then at the Chargers, and then at home versus the Browns with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I see them losing two of those. One or two of those games.
I could see them losing three. I could see them losing Chiefs at Chargers, and then either the Bucks or the Browns.
I think they lose the Chargers game, but I think they can beat the Chiefs with that defense. Without a running threat, the Chiefs are going to be a different team.
I just don't think at Arrowhead Stadium it could happen, though.
We'll see. I think the Ravens, I will go with the Steelers. I'll give the Steelers the division. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate it being.
Yeah, I think that tie will play a...
I agree. Big role. Let's jump right into the AFC South. AFC South. Texans are streaking 8 wins in a row. Only team to start 0-3 and then win 8 straight are these Houston Texans. What about them Texans? What do we think of them?
It's unbelievable. I really thought heading into the season that they'd win the division, like, easily. But they had a really rough start. I mean, starting 0-3. But now Deshaun Watson's gotten things going. And I'm pleasantly surprised by their performance as of late.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. The Texans are playing great football. Major problem I have with them is who they're playing football against. Let me go off their winning streak real quick. Sure. They beat the Colts. That was their first win. And I was in overtime when the Colts were playing absolutely terrible football. They hadn't got the O-line figured out. Andrew Luck wasn't playing his best ball. That was their first win. Then they went to the Cowboys, who were also just a complete mess. Jason Garrett was on the chopping block at that time, and they beat them in overtime, 19-16. Then they beat a terrible Bills team, a terrible Jaguars team, a terrible Dolphins team, a Broncos team that has not shown anything to us this season, a Redskins team that played with Colt McCoy, and then they just beat the Titans, who are just extremely hot and cold. I just don't see anyone that they've played that is a good football team right now.
Right, I mean...
I think you put any team, any other half-decent team against these guys, they're going 8-0 as well. Any other division leader right now against that schedule is going 8-0, in my opinion.
Right, and at the end of the day, yeah, their remaining schedule is pretty easy as well. I mean, they're playing at home versus the Colts, at the Jets, at the Eagles, who are falling apart right now, and then at home against the Jags again, so...
Yeah, and the Browns tomorrow at home.
It's looking like a 12-4, 13-3
type of season. Yeah, I don't see them beating the Colts again. Colts are playing great football. I do think the Colts are a better football team than the Texans right now. Records aside, Colts have won 5 straight now. And I will admit, the Colts' schedule hasn't been that much better. In fact, maybe even worse. But they're balling right now. Andrew Luck is performing really, really well.
Right, like 3 touchdowns for like multiple games.
Crazy talk. Absolutely crazy. Andrew Luck's back to himself, I think. Colts have a bright future, especially with that O-line. They get that running game figured out. If they get Le'Veon, who knows? Could be in the Super Bowl conversation for next year. But not quite yet. AFC South, pretty weak division. I don't see any of them making a big run in the playoffs. Strength of schedule is just poor. But who would have expected the Jags to just be a terrible team? Who would have thought?
Huge disappointment this season, yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get right into the AFC West. AFC West. This is the Chiefs. What are you thinking,
Chiefs,
Daniel?
Chiefs, the Chargers.
Do you think the Chargers can catch up to those Chiefs?
Definitely. I mean, they're only a game back. And the Chiefs losing Kareem Hunt due to his little incident, that's a huge loss for sure. The Chargers, they have a lot to prove still. As I previously mentioned, their strength of schedule has not been that impressive, at least to me. They haven't beaten anyone that I think could be
the Seahawks. A Super Bowl
contender. I don't think anyone that's really proven themselves. The Seahawks, the Seahawks are up and down. I'm still not convinced on their run. So,
that's fair.
The Chiefs, although they lost Kareem Hunt, I'm sure they have someone else that could.
I mean, if they have Spencer Ware, I just don't think he's anywhere near the caliber. I mean, we've seen him in the past when Jamal Charles went down. He's a second string running back. That's his place in the league. That's what he does best. Change of pace. It's not the same offense without Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, one of the top five running backs in the league, right? Or used to be, in my opinion. And when you lose one of those top guys, it's just not the same ever. Of course, the Steelers are going to tell you differently, but James Conner is playing out of his mind. And that is just, it's just a different scenario because James, I just don't see, Spencer Ware is nowhere near as good as James Conner. Nowhere near as good.
Right.
And especially this late into the season, the Chiefs have had no time. They cut him yesterday, Daniel.
Right.
And they're playing a game tomorrow. That's a complete change of game plan in 2 days. I think this is a huge test on Andy Reid. If the Chiefs can pull out, if they finish the rest of the season winning, Andy Reid's the coach of the year, in my opinion. No questions asked. No questions asked. They have the Raiders, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Seahawks, and the Raiders again left on their schedule. I can see them losing three of these games. That puts them at, what, 10-5? Sorry, 11-5?
Yeah. But at the same time, the Chargers have also lost a running back for a few weeks at least. And they face the Steelers, the Bengals, Chiefs, Ravens, yeah. Broncos. That's a pretty tough schedule. I mean, if the Chargers are contenders, they will have to, you know, show it these next few weeks without Melvin Gordon.
It's true. It'll be interesting to see exactly what goes down in that AFC West. That's an exciting conference. Very exciting.
Definitely. It's up for grabs for sure. It is.
All right, let's jump right into that NFC. NFC, it's an exciting year for the NFC. A lot of great teams.
A lot of disappointing teams as well.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles, defending champions. They've both had very, very up and down seasons, especially for Philadelphia, where 1 week you think, okay, they're back. The next week they get stomped by the Saints. And so, how about that NFC East, Christian? How about that NFC
East? How about that NFC East? I don't know. It's a close division. Obviously, Cowboys have cemented themselves as the best team in the division. Looking at their remaining schedule, they got the Eagles, the Colts, the Bucks and the Giants. A lot of division games. It's going to be interesting for them when they play the Eagles. Next week. Eagles are going to be playing for their lives. They really are. And that's going to be interesting because the Eagles are not out of the playoff conversation just yet. If they beat the Redskins Monday night, they're back second place in the division. They beat the Cowboys. They're 7-6, and the Cowboys are 7-6 as well. And who won the first matchup? The Cowboys did. So then they're tied up, so it's another tiebreaker set up. So this is far, far from over. And the Cowboys still have the Colts left on their schedule. The Colts are a great football team that are peaking at the right time. I can see that being an interesting game. I do think the Cowboys come away with a W, but that is an interesting game. So the Cowboys are not there just yet, in my opinion.
It's a wrap. It's a lock. The Colts have played no one. The Eagles, Okay. No, it's the Super Bowl hangover is real. The Cowboys have this division won. It's over. It's just a matter of time. We just need everyone else to beat themselves up. The only team I was afraid of making a run was the Giants, but it's too late at this point in the season. They have been really, really bad. Eli Manning, he should retire. He should just move on. And the Redskins, I mean, if Alex Smith was playing, they could give Dallas a run for their money, but without Alex Smith, it's over. And so, yeah, I think it's a wrap. Cowboys, I mean, at this point, as long as they don't shoot themselves in the foot, as long as they're not the accident waiting to happen, they will continue and move on to the playoffs and hopefully make a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but let's jump over to the NFC North. Or should we say the NFC disappointment? This could be the all-time disappointing division in the NFL, possibly in recent history. We've got the Lions. Matt Patricia is supposed to be the game changer. They're 4-7. Packers, Aaron Rodgers, greatest quarterback of all time, supposedly 4-6-1. Vikings, probably the favorite to win the Super Bowl. One of the one or two favorites to win the Super Bowl at the start of the season, 6-4-1. And the Bears are the surprising team. Matt Nagy has done a number on the Bears this season. What are your thoughts on this division? I think it's locked. I think it's can sign, seal, deliver this puppy. Bears are winning.
But unless the Vikings upset the Pats, I don't see the Bears losing this division. Khalil Mack really changed the life there in Chicago. It's unreal. Yeah,
Monsters of Midway are back.
It's unreal. They are back. Pay these players. Do not be like Gruden. Pay this man. Pay every defensive player that produces like no other. It's unreal. I think Chicago is a strong team in the NFC, definitely a contender. I can see them, just like Dallas, really stopping these powerful offenses, especially in the NFC. And I'm excited to see what Trubisky has in store.
Yeah, I think the Bears are best team or best defense in the league, easily. Monsters of Midway, Khalil Mack was injured for a little bit, but he's back. It'll be interesting to see what's going on with Mitch. Trubisky is hurt right now. Chase Daniel is playing. I believe he's playing tomorrow. So that will be interesting, but they won five in a row. Definitely. And this is a Bears team that's getting coached up by Matt Nagy, one of the foremost minds in offensive football. I think he's making Trubisky look really good. I don't think he's that good. Could be the second coming of Jay Cutler. But yeah, it's the rest of the division has honestly been disappointing. I'm not too concerned about the line. I do think Matt Patricia will work out. It'll just take time to implement. I don't know if Matt Stafford's the solution. Packers need to get rid of Mike McCarthy. I just feel bad for Aaron Rodgers at this point. They haven't won a single game away this season. It's just sad to see such a talent, generational talent, go to waste.
Yeah, at the same time, though, I mean, he did sign a long-term contract. If he wanted to get out of Green Bay, he had that option. So, unfortunately for him, he will have to deal with the circumstances. McCarthy, yes, being fired would be a good first move moving forward. But unfortunately, that bad man is not so bad.
He did win the Super Bowl.
So, like 10 years ago, but yeah. But I mean, we'll see. He's definitely one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen, but Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, even Drew Brees, these players have shown that even at an old age, even with, for Manning and, yeah, really only Manning, he's the only one who's had different coaches throughout his career. They've shown that they can still produce at a high level.
Yep. Well, let's get right into our next segment. We're making picks for the next week. Right now, Daniel and I are 0-0. Haven't picked a game against each other yet.
Except how about them Cowboys.
Who would have thought?
Taking a dub.
Yeah, so I guess I'm 0-1, he's 1-0. But let's dive right into it. Let's kick it off,
yeah. Baltimore at Atlanta. Who do you have winning that game?
I have Baltimore winning. Especially with Lamar Jackson. I think he's electrifying right now. I'll be the first to say I thought he couldn't play quarterback in the National Football League. I still don't think he can. I think right now they're playing an interesting brand of football that they are running and running and running and running some more. That won't work against the premier teams in the NFL. Atlanta's defense is just suffering. They're not going to be able to stop this. They're bleeding right now, and that's not a team that they want to see, especially with Baltimore's defense. I'll take Baltimore in this one.
And for me, I'll be taking Atlanta in this game. I think home field would be important in this matchup, and I still have faith in Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and the Atlanta offense, although their defense has not shown up this season. Mm-hmm. I have Atlanta with that one.
All right, Denver at Cincy. Who we got?
I have Denver winning this game. I'm not sold on Case Keenum. I'm just not sold.
Yeah. I also have Denver.
But I still have him because of the defense. I made it seem like me being not sold and then still picking them. I'm sold on the defense. I'm sold on Chubb. I'm sold on Von Miller. I'm sold on these big-time players. Case Keenum, not so much, but I still think he'll put up 20-something points. And Cincinnati, until they fire Marvin Lewis, I don't think they'll be having any success anytime soon. Yeah,
fire Marvin Lewis, promote Hugh Jackson, am I right? No, I also have Denver winning this guy. Since he just lost this game, whatever. since he just lost Andy Dalton for the season, they do have AJ Green coming back. Jeff Driskel is not, against his defense, is not going to perform.
Not happening.
This is an easy pick. Denver's a lock.
For sure. The Rams at the Lions. The Rams with their really, really good offense.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Will
not fail this week. Not this week. Oh, the Lions, I don't think that the upset's happening this week. Matt Patricia's a good coach, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Sean McVay and the Rams.
Nope. Couldn't agree more. This week is not an upset week. Lions just lost Kerryon Johnson, their electrifying rookie. Rams are winning this by a comfortable margin. Not really seeing this be a game. Not yet. Lions still have a couple years till they're back in the conversation. Matt Stafford is not. But I'm excited to see how the Rams' defense performs against the Lions' offense. See if they can improve anyway. Because Rams haven't stopped anyone this season. Not anyone. Even bad teams in the league have put up points on the Rams. It'll be interesting to see if they can improve on that after a bye week. Cardinals, Packers. Interesting game. Got an upcoming quarterback in Josh Rosen versus potentially one of the greatest to sling it around of all time. I have the Pack in this game. The Cardinals are just a terrible team.
For sure. I mean, Aaron Rodgers spent some time with Josh Rosen before the draft. I think at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. He's not on a great team, but at the end of the day, the Cardinals are a horrible team that are not winning anytime soon. So I'll take the Packers in that matchup.
Bills, Dolphins. Who you got, Daniel?
Wow. This is one of those games.
It is.
This really is... two bad teams playing against each other. At the same time, though, I'll take the Dolphins. The Bills, I mean, okay. The Bills have just been bad. And I thought they would lose to the Jags. They ended up winning, but the Jags are trash. So I'll be taking the Dolphins in this game. But it could go either way. This is just one of those games.
I am part of Bills Mafia for this game, actually. Bills Mafia all the way. The Bills have quietly gone as one of the better defenses in the National Football League. In a season in which it's been all offense, the Bills have done pretty well for a bad team on the defensive end. Josh Allen's back. Not going to say their offense is firing on all cylinders. I don't think an offense like that can fire on all cylinders.
They're almost dead last.
In offense?
Right. Total offense, 31st.
What's their defense?
Miami's 28th on offense. Defense, they are... Are they up? Yeah, they're up. They're second overall.
Second, defense. Exactly. Their defense is balling. Balling, balling, balling. That's why we see them beating these teams. Teams are not expecting this defense. This is going to be the Josh Allen show tomorrow. Bills Mafia all the way. Bears Giants.
I see the Bears winning this game. The Giants have just not been able to finish games. Eli Manning just declining as an aging quarterback. I see the Bears, even without Trubisky, winning this game. The defense is just too strong.
Yeah, I'm putting the Bears on upset watch. Upset watch, upset watch. The Bears are going to lose tomorrow. They will lose to the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley, Eli Manning, Odell Beckham Jr. going to run amok on this amazing Bears defense. I just think Chase Daniel does not have it in him. I think the Bears lose this game. It'll be a close game. Close, low-scoring game, but the Giants, I'm going to take the Giants in this one. I just... do not trust Chase Daniel. They almost lost to the Lions, right?
Right.
Last week, the Lions are not a good football team. Yeah, Giants are trending up, I will say. Not a good football team, but this is an upset. This is an upset I like. If you're betting on this one, I take the Giants here. I think the line is probably pretty good as well in this game. Yeah, what are you going to say?
Well, I mean, Chicago, they lead in takeaways. I think that Eli Manning will fumble the ball, at the least. I think that we're going to see an incredible defensive performance by Chicago. I do not think Saquon Barkley will go off. I think he will be limited to under 70 yards in this game. I don't think Odell Beckham will have a great game as well. I think he'll have his fair share of catches and yardage, but at the end of the day, I don't think the offense will do that well. I think they'll be neutralized by the Chicago Bears.
Interesting. However, I disagree, but that's why we're talking about it. Panthers-Bucks. Who you got?
This is another one of those tough matchups, but I think I'm still taking the Panthers. The Panthers have suffered some devastating losses, but unless the Buccaneers have some more Fitzmagic in them, I don't see them winning this game. Although they play at home, I think the Panthers still have a run in them, and if Cam Newton is really the MVP type of quarterback that he was once, he will show it this week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you. Panthers take this. I don't really see this being a competition. Bucks have, what, the top offense in the league, huh?
They do.
That is crazy, but the Panthers are going to win this. No questions asked. They're just a better football team, more on the line for them. Panthers. Next, we got the Colts-Jaguars. Colts are streaking. I see them taking this game. Jaguars are falling apart, and it is sad to see. Blake Bortles is being benched. Cody Kessler, USC alum, fight on. Hope he does well. Colts are going to win this game. Andrew Luck is playing really well. O-line's playing really well. Another good game, easy game for the Colts to try and figure out their running back situation. Yeah, I see Colts winning this one.
I agree with you. However, I will take the Jags this week to beat the Colts. I don't think the Colts have played very tough opponents. At the same time, the Jags aren't that tough of an opponent. But I think this week the defense will step up. I think they'll do enough this game. They'll keep it low scoring. And at the end of the day, I think they'll win this game at home.
Yep. All right, Browns-Texans, who you got?
I'll be taking the Texans. I think with their 8-game win streak, the defense, playing at home, I think Baker Mayfield, he's a really good quarterback. He's really changed the life at Cleveland. But I don't think that'll be enough to win this game. It's just too much against that Browns team.
Yep, and I'm putting them on upset alert round 2. Browns are winning this game. Write it down, put it down. Heard it here first. Browns are winning this game. Also, quick alert. We have breaking news. Robinson Cano has just been traded to the New York Mets. Yes, that was breaking news. Okay. Browns and Texans. Browns are winning this game.
I've also got some more breaking news.
What?
Kareem Hunt went to the Saints.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. No, Kareem, huh? Come on, man.
Poor dude. All right. We'll get to him. We'll get to Kareem. That man has just ruined his life.
They have Ingram and Kamara, dude. They don't need Kareem. Kareem Hunt's going to Redskins, dude.
No, right. Browns are winning this game. Texans are going to fall victim to the same thing the Saints did. Browns are taking the dub. Browns are a team. They're a team.
I'm excited to see what they got. Mayfield Magic?
Mayfield Magic. They believe in their coaches. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm on Baker's bandwagon. I believe in Baker, and Baker we trust. Cleveland has their quarterback of the future, and things are looking up for those Browns fans. Not sure about basketball, but Cleveland football is real, and they are back. Back. All right, Jets-Titans. What a fun game. Who do you have winning this?
Although the Jets do have Mr. USC himself, Darnold.
I think he's hurt
on their
still,
team.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Just on their team. I'm taking Mariota and the Titans. Mm. They've beaten the Pats in the past, so I still have that to hang on to. But they have not really shown that they're, you know, a team that could compete for a championship. But when you're playing the Jets, you don't have to really show that you're a championship caliber team. So I'll be taking the Titans.
Yep. I'm going to jump right on that. Titans are winning. Titans are winning.
Definitely.
Chiefs in Oakland. We have a little bit more to talk about in this game than just the game. Who do you have winning this?
I still have the Chiefs winning this game. I think Patrick Mahomes will show that he really deserves the MVP. Although Kareem Hunt is out, we still have Tyreek Hill. We still have Kelce on that squad. So, unless Oakland has, you know, a master plan to beat that high-scoring Chiefs offense, I don't see them putting up enough points to even.
Yeah, there's no way Oakland wins.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, huge loss. I think we both agree. We cannot say how devastating this is to the Kansas City offense.
It's a huge loss.
Don't know why this man is out here kicking people. It's pretty sad to see a man throw away his career at such a young age.
Kick away his career.
Kick away. Yeah, he kicked away his career just like that. It's over. Cut. Lied about it. It's disappointing. Glad the NFL took initiative, but it's a bummer to see, and the Chiefs just lost out on the Super Bowl this year, in my opinion. I didn't think they were going to make it in the first place, but this is just too much now. I cannot reiterate how important running is to passing offenses, and they just lost a top 5 running back. That being said, Chiefs win against a terrible Oakland team. Still going to put up points. Andy Reid will draw some stuff up. Chiefs by a million in this game. Oakland is just a mess. Minnesota Patriots.
Right, and just to backtrack real quick.
Yeah.
For the NFL, I think there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is that on the market, now we have a fantastic kicker. The bad news is that we're seeing a big issue here, especially with domestic violence. I think we've got a problem in the league. I mean, seeing that we've got the Redskins here signing a guy like Reuben Foster, I think that teams really have to reevaluate their players and handle these issues in a better way. I think that we've got a really big problem here, and Kareem Hunt is just
sad to see. I think the NFL did well, but that's one player out of I don't know how many hundreds of players in the NFL.
You put him on the exempt list, right?
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you can't be out here kicking people, and you can't be out here employing people that are doing stuff to the rest of the NFL.
Right.
Step up. To all the GMs out there. Minnesota Patriots.
I'm taking the Pats here.
I'm also taking the Pats.
The Pats, right now, I would say the Super Bowl team.
From the AFC.
From the AFC, for sure. Yep. I just don't see the Chiefs maintaining the number one seed. The Pats, as always, they'll be making their run. And I'm sure that Belichick has some master plan in mind against Minnesota. I don't think Kirk Cousins will play well enough to win this game. I think he'll have a mediocre performance, but unless the defense can, you know,
step up,
have turnovers, they don't really stand a chance.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
It's just tough. You're playing the Pats at the Pats in December. You have Brady who wants to, you know, show that he's still one of those fantastic quarterbacks at age 41, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
This man, he's just defying the odds, and he just wants to prove it week in and week out.
Yeah, I have Pats taking this W, playing outside in those torrential conditions. Minnesota are an indoor team. Pats are taking this. Niners at Hawks. I have the Hawks winning this game. That's a lock and a half. Seahawks are playing some great football recently. Niners, not so much. It's a bummer to see. Glad George Kittle's on my fantasy team. But that's all I got to say about the 49ers. Pretty disappointing season for them, obviously, when Jimmy G went down. And they're both trending in opposite directions right now. Hawks winning this game.
Definitely. I think the Seahawks will win this matchup. It'll be a close game. I mean, it's a divisional matchup at the end of the day, so I think it'll be low scoring. But Russell Wilson, he's been very impressive. I think that they'll win this game convincingly, but low scoring nonetheless. I could see it going 17-10, but they'll show complete dominance throughout the entirety of the game. They'll show that they have control.
Yeah. Chargers-Steelers.
Chargers-Steelers.
At the Steelers.
I think the Steelers will win this game unless Big Ben turns the ball over like he's done previous weeks.
Yep.
The Chargers just haven't proven enough to me that they're one of those top teams in the AFC. I mean, I could be wrong. Melvin Gordon's out, though. Rivers, if he's the guy, if he's going to take them to the promised land, they have to win this game. So it'll be a great game.
Yeah, I'm glad the Chargers are probably going to get into the playoffs this year, but Steelers are winning this. I would have picked the Chargers if Melvin Gordon plays or if he didn't get hurt. But without Melvin Gordon, I just see the Steelers taking this game, especially with that defense.
Just keep an eye out on Bosa, yeah. It'll be a great game.
Yeah. All right, last game, Monday night, Redskins-Eagles. Important game, a lot of stakes. Who wins it, in your opinion?
I think the Eagles are winning this game, even though they haven't been so impressive this year. They want to make things interesting, for sure. So I think this game will be a win for them. I just don't think the Redskins, with their backup, make much noise.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Colt McCoy, just not starting quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think the Eagles prove anything this week. I think they just take a win Won't really have that much ramification on the rest of their season, unless the Cowboys trip up somewhere. But I think we're both taking the Eagles.
I think this they'll win comfortably. 31-17. I don't see it being that close of a game.
Yeah. All right. Let's get down to some other NFL talk. Excuse me. So we just picked all the games. What is left to discuss? Who is your MVP, Daniel, right now?
As of now?
As of right now.
Who would I vote for?
Who would you vote for on your ballot?
I would vote for Patrick
Mahomes. Wow, interesting. Very interesting.
Homeboy.
Why would you say that?
Consistency, and then his losses came to two great teams, the Rams and the Patriots. And they were still high scoring, you know? The Saints, on the other hand, with Breeze, they lost in the low scoring game. So you have to attribute more of the loss to Breeze in that case. While on the other hand, Mahomes still put up points. It's just that the defense hasn't shown that it could keep its opponents under like 40 points. So I think I have Mahomes. He's been very consistent. He's been very impressive for a young quarterback. Breeze, I mean, fantastic completion percentage, but at the end of the day, this isn't a lifetime achievement award. This is the MVP race. So I have my homeboy taking that dub.
Well, I couldn't disagree more. Drew Breezy, easy breezy, is winning the most valuable player. I'm not going to come out here and say he didn't play well, or he played well. He played terrible. The Cowboys locked him up. Absolutely. They disrupted him, took him down, threw the game away right at the end. But I still think the stats he's putting up are ridiculous numbers. Absolutely ridiculous numbers. He's breaking his own record for completion. Not only breaking, he's shattering his own record for completion percentage. Absolutely ridiculous stuff. What is Patrick Mahomes doing? He's throwing for a ridiculous amount of yards. He's throwing for a lot of touchdowns. But are they NFL records? Is he changing how the NFL is being played? I do not think he is. He's playing out of his mind. I'm not taking anything away from him. But Drew Brees is just, he's just playing at another level. There's just so much more of the offense runs through Drew Brees. Not only what we see in statistics, we see him calling audibles at the line. We see him completely identifying different defenses. And you take out Drew Brees from that offense, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. You take out Patrick Mahomes and insert, let's say, Alex Smith, you have a winning season. Go to the playoffs. Should probably win round one. You put in Alex Smith in New Orleans, I do not see that much of a successful season. That is what you need to do when evaluating most valuable player. You take out that one player and see if the team is the same. Because, again, we're looking at which player changes the team. And I think Drew Brees is the best player on the best team in the NFL, and he deserves to win the award.
I just don't agree. Yeah.
I don't think it does.
There's a lot of football left to play, but I think the game against the Cowboys really, really showed what a good defense can do to this man. It's just not.
That's just good. No. The Ravens have a great defense. In fact, they have the best defense. They have the best defense of the National Football League.
I mean, they kept them to what, 23?
Yeah, but he's still the reason they won.
By one point.
The reason the Chiefs have lost those two games are because of Patrick Mahomes.
I'd say the defense, though. I mean, if you're putting up 40 points, what can you really do as a quarterback?
But that's the problem, is that's the team that they have. That's not in just those two games. Patrick Mahomes threw away that Rams game. They should have won that Rams game. When I was watching that game and I saw the Chiefs get the ball back, it was a win for the Chiefs. Then he threw it away.
But
again, looking back at the Patriots game, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How many interceptions does Patrick Mahomes have on the season right now?
At the same time, though, I mean, Breeze, he had the chance to win this last game. I mean, against the Cowboys, he had, what, 2.5 minutes to just drive and at least score a field goal.
Right.
And he threw a pick.
Right. That's one game versus two by Patrick Mahomes. See, Patrick Mahomes has 37 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. 10 interceptions? That's not that many. But compared to Drew Brees, who has 3 interceptions, 3. That is unheard of. Unheard of in the National Football League. Coming from a quarterback throwing
almost
78%. That is ridiculous. How can you not hand this man a award he's deserved for almost every single season that he's played in the NFL? He's thrown for 5,000 yards more than anyone else. He at first was the only player to throw for 5,000 yards in 2 seasons.
But is the MVP for every season?
It's not. But guess what? When the voters sit down and vote, this is what they'll go. They'll think and say, you know what? This man deserves the MVP. He's deserved it in the past. We've neglected him. This is the year we give it to him. Sucks for Patrick Mahomes. But guess what? It's Drew Brees' year. It's the Saints' year. And I think Drew Brees takes this award. Doesn't run away with it, but Drew will win this MVP. Yeah. Alrighty. All right. So now diving into our last section, hot takes. We have some toasty takes for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel, you want to get us kicked off?
Sure. Surprise, surprise. I have the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Winning the Super Bowl. Not because of their offense, because of that defense. That defense proved against the Saints to be championship-type defense. Unreal.
I don't think that is I cannot see them.
Do you know how this is going to happen? I'll lay it out for you. The Saints are not going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
No, they'll have a second.
I think
seed.
The Rams will beat the Saints and Dallas will beat the Rams.
How will the Rams beat the Saints first if the Rams are going to be if the Saints and Rams are 1-2?
I don't think the Saints are going to be 2.
So you think they're just going to completely fall apart?
I think they'll be 3, yeah.
Who's going to be 2?
Or not 3. They'll be in the wild card.
Wild card?
Yeah.
Wild card?
Yeah. I think the Panthers are winning the division.
What? How is that not your hot take? Are you kidding me? The Carolina... What?
The Panthers are winning the division.
What are you... This man's dropping out hot take. Are you kidding me? The Panthers are winning... What?
What is wrong with you?
The Carolina... Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The Panthers are winning that division.
How? Explain to me. I can't even comprehend what you're just saying.
The Saints are
going to
fall apart.
The Saints are still the best team in the National Football League.
Fall apart.
Guess what? People have bad games. That's okay. And our bad game is almost beating a fantastic team.
The Saints are losing.
To who? Explain to me who we're losing to.
Let me look at the Saints schedule right now. The Saints are losing to the Panthers both
times. Ridiculous! I have heard nothing of that. That is mind blowing. What you have just said.
Right, they have to lose. They have to lose the rest of their games. Yeah, I think they're losing to Fitzmagic and the Bucks.
There's no chance.
They're losing to the Panthers twice, and they're losing to the Steelers.
The Panthers twice.
Yeah.
There is no way.
They're losing the rest of their games. Yeah.
Okay, that is just stupid.
That it's is possible. I mean, the Bucks.
Okay, have beaten anything them. Is possible.
The Panthers at the anything divisional is foe. Possible. I think they'll.
Cam that Newton, is just unrealistic.
He's the 2015 MVP. We got this, man.
All right, let's just have the Browns win the Steelers, Super Bowl at this rate. Why can't the Browns win the Super Bowl?
The Browns aren't winning the Super Bowl. They can't.
Why not the Lakers? Let the Lakers win the Super Bowl.
The Lakers. It's
just that is just as possible as the Saints losing out. That it will not happen.
The Saints are losing. Yeah, they're losing.
Okay. Well, that is ridiculous. And that is ridiculous. Okay. Well, unfortunately, my hot take is not as hot as that. But I believe the Seahawks will make it to the NFC Conference Championships.
The Seahawks? How?
The Seahawks will make it to the NFC who? Conference Championships.
As a wild card?
As whatever
they'll win,
they'll play in the wild card game. They'll win that, play the divisional round, win that, get to the NFC Conference Championships, lose. I really, really like the Seahawks. They are streaking. People don't like them. I like them. I like the way Pete Carroll's coaching these boys up. Seahawks played the Rams close twice. I see the Seahawks beating the Rams divisional round. I think it's really hard to beat a team three times. And that's where I see the Rams choking up, unfortunately. That means I don't think they're going to win a game in the playoffs, which is kind of wild to say, but the Seahawks...
So if the Seahawks end up playing the Saints, you have the Seahawks winning?
No. I have the Seahawks winning against the Rams.
The Rams?
This is the path. The path is the Seahawks get to the wild card, beat them, go ahead and play the Rams.
But how do you know they're going to play the Rams? Like, what if they're the other seed? Like, I mean, of course it's going to depend on how it all plays out. But what if they don't? So you're just saying it's conditional. If they play the Rams, then they'll make the conference?
I need to look at this. One second. Well, right now, the Seahawks are not even in the playoff picture.
Right, yeah, no.
They're not.
I mean, the Redskins are going to fall
out. The Redskins are falling out.
Yeah.
So that leaves the Seahawks as a sixth seed. I don't think the Vikings will still keep their fifth seed. I do think that.
We'll see.
Cowboys will for sure keep their four seed. Bears will keep the three seed. That leaves the Seahawks at six. And like you said, I do think the Rams are going to be the one seed in the NFC. The Rams will be the one seed in the NFC. So that means the sixth seed, the Seattle Seahawks.
Beating the Bears?
I have the Seattle Seahawks beating the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears are awesome. I love the Bears. But Mitchell Trubisky is not a great quarterback. Come playoff time, you need a quarterback who can put it all on the line, is experienced, and Mitchell Trubisky is not that. The Bears choke up in the playoffs. Seahawks beat them. Seahawks beat the Rams in Los Angeles, go to New Orleans, and lose to New Orleans in the Dome. That's my hot take. I think the Seahawks are... I just like Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's peaking at the right time. Yeah. That's my hot take for the evening. But
very hot take, yeah.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have made it this far into the podcast. I know that's probably no one.
Skip.
Daniel and I are just a couple USC boys. I really want Cliff to be our offensive coordinator.
Develop JT. Just don't
develop
I
JT.
I just wish they developed him this year. I don't want them I don't throwing want him to the fire. When
yeah,
he's
well, too late. Am I right? Because it's too late. He has gone into the fire and he is burned up and crispy. But yeah, signing off over here from the University of Southern California. You go Trojans at Troy Hall. Yep, we fight on over here. This is Christian Yagnazar.
This is Daniel Cardenas.
And we sign off at the We Like Sports podcast. Hope you guys have a wonderful December 1st. In December, Christmas season, holiday season. eat a lot of food, get a lot of rest, watch a lot of football. Thank you, and have a great rest of your evening, or day, or morning. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, if ever.
Fight on.
Bye-bye.